What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect. Man, that boy Too Smooth, laced with Too Smooth, CEO, MMR 3000, what's happening?
What's good with you, big dog? What's good? What's good?
Oh, laid back, laid back. Work.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Let's get into the topics. I know you, first. But go ahead and let the world know. We appreciate Anchor giving us this podcast platform. We also want to give a shout out to
Anchor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give a shout out to Hard Work Nation, Too Smooth, MMR 3000. Checking in, like you said, with Lace, with Too Smooth tonight. We got some heavy topics. You know, we speak on music and entertainment on the regular podcast, but this segment is about life. This segment is about everything. So I want to hear everybody's opinion. We may have a guest feature if you can, you know, he's a little busy right now in the studio. Said he'll try to tune in as soon as he can. Thank you, give a shout out. Shout out to Q Turnage. But more or less,
CEO.
I just want to make sure that the people know these are going to be some deep topics, and you will be, you know, it's going to probably feel like you're talking to them. So, other than that, go ahead, back the floor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, today's topic we're talking about, man, these priorities and responsibilities, man. Man, that's a lot. Those two words, they're a lot right there, man, because people try to, as the old saying said, keep up with the Joneses. Because, how in the world you got a $30,000 car and stay in the PJs? That ain't no good look. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. You should. Like, when I'm put you out of my, I'm gonna come from speaking from my perspective, my brain, what I did. At the age of 16, I put $9,000 on the house for me, my wife, and my kid. You know what I'm saying? So then, after that process went through, I got me a upgrade of my whips. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people have their priorities messed up, man. It comes from poor teaching and being misled.
Okay. That's true. That's true. When you, let's just... I know you just, I don't want to make you lose your topic, but I'm glad you said that word, misled. Go into the perspective on that because I got a, you know, I'm a little younger. So, you know, I know for sure. I've always told myself it was hard to look up to people because I didn't have a father figure around that, you know, took that position 100%. And to be misled in general, you know, I believe it all starts at home. So, yeah, I want to make sure you speak on that as well, because that's a topic.
I need to jump in right there while it's on my mind. Hey, you said it starts at home. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I slightly disagree in the reason being. I was raised in church, great parents, great grandparents. Daddy died, granddad, like you said, you handle my granddad stepped up, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? Learned the road, you know, whatever. But I still chose the other side of the world. You feel me? I'm the only person in my family that been to prison, got 2 degrees, and own his own business. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really say it really has nothing, it has a little bit to do with it, but still, you can be brought up the right way and still go back to what we talked about on our last segment. It's choices. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They round back on that. You feel me?
Man,
And then being misled, perfect example. I grew up 70, late 70, early 80s, 90, man. You know, I grew up about Eazy-E, NWA, UGK, you know, Rakim, you know what I'm saying, LL Cool J. Now you got these guys wearing skirts, this rapper. I each his own, but you know, that's a little, you know, a little different from my world and from the way I think. But like I said, each his own, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with the real life killer, man, you know. Ain't nobody telling on nobody.
Yeah, hey.
And that's what I mean by being misled, because how can somebody else teach you something when they don't know nothing? You know what I'm saying? Somebody, they learning from probably somebody ain't got more sense than them. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But the manipulation game, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Putting it to that perspective, I say that.
That's, I don't want to lose your train of thought, though, but we as human beings follow the net. It's very rare to find people that find their own lane instead of, because that misled situation, there's a time in your life where you realize you've been misled or you're going to keep being misled.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
You don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a fade. That's called growth. You know, you don't learn from your mistake. You're crazy.
Yeah,
that really insane. You keep making the same mistake, and you know you're doing it, but you steady doing it. Like, that's insane.
that hold on, y'all. Hey, y'all want to hear some real shit? He just said the real definition of insane. That's the real definition. Please look it up. And if it's not, it's relative to them dictionaries and them books that they wrote out. At the end of the day, insanity is doing something over and over, except expecting a different change, except expecting a different outcome. But you're doing the same thing. You'll never get a different outcome if you're doing the same thing. It will always lead to the same thing.
I like your style, son.
That's something that I read. I love reading, but, you know, I don't speak on that. I like to give a different perspective.
I smell you. You cooking.
Other than that,
DJ Hardwork, can we have a moment of silence for what's going on in the world, man? For everyone that lost one, man, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Now back to the schedule program.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, let's go ahead and get back into your topics, because this is serious. I hope a lot of young cats is paying attention, because because
you're gonna you got it from a or from perfect. Name is Too Smooth, but I'm fucking perfect. But I made over 1 billion trillion mistakes. So, like I said, you can learn a lot from a dummy. It took me 30 years to get it. You feel me? At least I'm honest. I talk about myself. My team will tell you. He talk about himself too, because I made mistakes daily. You know what I'm saying? But I always correct and kiss myself before they do. That's why they call me Too Smooth. No one don't lie now. You know, I just be facts. No one don't lie.
He said, no, hey, you give him, numbers don't lie, y'all. By the way.
There you go. I'm a starter, so.
I was on Facebook, right? And it's only been an X amount of weeks. I remember that it was a number I saw. It was only like high 1,000, 2,000 at the most. And it just got shared into a group, and it was at 8,000 and something now.
Damn.
Yeah. Shout out to Mac. Big Slime video on Facebook. By the way.
Gotta let it be known. Oh man, that what got that boy signed. That's the first video we shot back in September. The introduction to "This How We Coming." Yes. You caught that?
Yes. Yes. Because man, that's that, you know, I love delayed DJ Hardwork, a little delayed. But that's what I was checking on. I was, you know, checking on like young artists, you know, looking for some talent. By the way, we still searching for talent. I gotta find that artist that's gonna blow my mind, that I want to put some money behind. By the way, DJ Hardwork is looking for one artist to invest into. That's the only artist I will ever. Just, I hope y'all listening. That's the only time I put it out there. But other than that, yeah, I was searching for an artist, and I seen that video from one of my groups. And man, I've been keeping an eye on it, watching the movement, and that boy is at 6,000 plus from the day I saw it. Nah, that's growth, curation, fan base, networking,
and true grinding, blessing, all man. True blessing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Baby, we doing it right. You know, we doing the right way and doing it, like, honestly doing the right way and ain't putting no black eye in the game, man. And blessing them doors keep opening up, man. All salute.
How y'all? How he living now? How he feeling? Is he embellishing on it? Is he focused? Only the CEO know what's going on.
Man, I'm going to speak the real. The man don't want to do the but goddamn be in the studio 24,000 to 89,000 times a day, man. Like, the man is just, he's sick. His work ethic is sick. I ain't never been around the art. I've been doing it for a long time, man. Like I said, on the road, my daddy back in the late day. But anyway, I'm here. I ain't never seen anybody have 50,000 rounds in the head. I don't care what kind of beat it is, what it is, he got a song for it. It's crazy, yo. Oh, shout out in his man. But that boy, man, shout out my hey. Yeah, man, I'm talking about whoa. Like, I'd be like, hey, them dudes wild, though, man. It's a blessing, though, to work with them young brother, man. See some brothers that really love their craft and put in the work. And, you know, ain't into the other things in life and into strictly about that. So that's why they're on the team. We straight focus. Everybody on the team focus. You know, we had to cut a little trees down a little bit, but hey, that's part of the business. So, hey, this right here go back to responsibility and priorities, man, because your P's ain't right. You can't jump on this train.
There you go. Responsibilities and priorities. I don't know if everybody caught on to the whole conversation we were just having before he stated those topics again. The whole point is this whole podcast, this whole segment is based on making sure you put things first to set your future in order. Make sure you put that work in before you know you expect something. Make sure you always stand consistent, because everything just explained from the start when he was 16 and he put money down on the house. Y'all might have missed that, but, you know, my whole point is, at a young age, don't wait. Why procrastinate? Don't wait. Any young cat with a lump sum, invest into yourself. Invest into your family. If you have a child, invest into your child's future.
That's don't number one. That's nothing. Number one.
Yes. Yes.
That a ain't house. No number. That just automatic should be automatic. That ain't no number. That's just automatic.
Me speaking on it is because, like you said, the way you was raised, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm an 80s baby, 84. So I'm like right there where cats start losing morals. It's just the fact that, you know, I got two older brothers and my pops and all my family is old school, plain and simple. So to speak on it, I was just talking to somebody. There's a lot of young men out here who are not taking care of their kids at all. So I had to say it. I got to say it. There's a lot of young men out here hanging out with cats that ain't speaking up, saying, bro, why ain't you spending time with your kids? Though you are just as bad as the man that's not taking care of his priorities.
You know what I understand, DJ Hardwork? How in the world you ain't taking care of your kid, but you're over here with a woman with seven kids and take care of that like, one of babysitting now? I don't understand it. Priorities, responsibility.
And then, like, okay, so acceptance comes with what I'm about to say, which is procrastination. Once you procrastinate, you're going to have to hope that people still accept you, because you're going to burn a lot of bridges if you procrastinate in life. No offense, there's family issues that everyone has. We all have those issues.
Oh, yeah. It's a crackhead in their family hell. Oh,
damn, we got straight to the point. I see the point. Hey, either way.
I don't hold back, man. I'm just going to keep it all the way raw. I want to stay back. I got thick skin. I can take it. You know what I mean? Call in. I can take it. Let's talk, baby. I'm wide open. Let's get it. I feel good, man. Celebrate the black answer, man. Shout out to Ball Heart, Music Group, Hardwork. Shout out DJ Hardwork. Cue all them over there, man. Respect, man. Without them, none of it be possible, man. We to the moon, man. We try to go. We went through one tunnel, man. The team said we try to go through three more, man. That's called priority responsibility. We focus. We don't care about nothing that with nobody else got going on but us and our La Familia.
And the sad part about it, I'm gonna make that a little more thorough for them to hear. You can't be focused on nobody else and grow at the same time.
Yeah, possible. So you ain't paying attention to what you're doing.
There you go. So
priorities, responsibilities.
We're focusing on them priorities and responsibilities, and we growing. How in the fuck? Ah, shit. I'm sorry. How in the hell are we focusing on y'all? Y'all got to focus on y'all and stop worrying if we focusing on y'all. That's to those cats who. Everyone has haters, and I had to speak on that. The whole point is everybody needs to focus on themselves. If y'all focus on yourselves, y'all won't have time to see what other people are doing. You will see growth in whatever it is that you're doing. I'm just going to leave that alone, though.
Because I got to test that. I got to test.
Go ahead. Hello.
Yeah, man. You know the blunt boy, man.
Please don't do it to him.
Yeah. Y'all know what's going on, man. Yeah, down, down, up, up, down, 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 man.
She texting my phone telling me to come home. I'm all in her bed, but I'm not finna bone.
You tell that girl, please leave me alone.
Smoking that gas and you know that it's strong.
She hear my voice and she playing a song.
I won't run, but I will blame it on the sun. Change my funds, for my nigga I pay his bond. If you my nigga, I got you. Even though I didn't have to, but you know that I had to. You my nigga, so I got you.
It kinda made me mad. Ain't no lie, I was sad. I was sitting in the class. They said I was bad. And I was smoking gas. I was riding in the jazz.
So tell me what you wanna do before I get into you.
Living like I'm in the blue, they ain't gon' do shit for you.
They just wanna get rich with you. They just wanna talk shit with you.
They just wanna get rich with you.
They just wanna talk shit with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get back into it. You said we're speaking on something. We're speaking on being
responsible.
Yeah.
Keeping up priorities intact.
Yeah. We had a slight emergency going on. Daughter had a little. Yeah. The little one had to take care of the little one real quick.
Life.
Yeah. What we gonna do is keep the show. We gonna have the show air live today. I just want the fans to know that. We're about to send out the link for cats to actually call in the next 5 minutes. I want people to give an opinion on what's going on and what we're talking about, because it relates to a lot of it relates. We were getting in depth. I didn't realize that was a 20-minute segment that we had part one where we were speaking on everything. But I want to know about the responsibilities part. I want you to go into depth with that.
Responsibility parts are pretty much the same thing. Basically, man, it's simple, man. Like I usually always said, tell me in tough sense, man, you know good well, if your life be a dude, what in the world you been gonna get some hair, some girls, some tennis shoes, or what have you? And you know your life be a dude. Now, you gotta do something you don't need to be doing to make up for that. That's where we get lost at. But they go back to the point, teaching and the people that, I can't say that. Some people, like we were talking about earlier, about you being raised right this thing. Like me, I was raised right, but hey, I still struggle the other side. So it's all about choice, man. You know, it's part of being responsible. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the priorities, man. You know what I'm saying? So, pretty much sum that up pretty quick, fast, and hurt. You know what I mean?
Well,
but like I always said, you can learn a lot from it.
I mean, a lot of people ain't gonna catch that one, though. You say it a lot. That should be your trademark. You should put some behind that.
I'm glad you said I don't need slip like Birdman did. Let me get on that so we get out of there. I'm gonna feel locked in. Ain't nobody ever got it. I know why I love you, boy. I'm talking about you a genius. I appreciate that.
You done said it at least 20 times. You might as well put some money on it. Hey. But nah, you mentioned that it's similar to responsibilities. Responsibility is similar to priorities, basically the same thing. But I wanted you to say something about it, because the young folks won't understand that until they accept responsibilities to know they have priorities. That's what I'm saying. Because most young men don't accept responsibilities. We were speaking on kids and stuff and taking care of your kids. And, you know, that's a responsibility where you know, we said about investing. And you said that's a must. But most don't. Even if you say it, that's not really, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people seem to not get it. I don't know. A lot of young men, a lot of young women.
But I'm glad that I paid attention, was very aware of everything that was going on and around me, man, because I took insights from each of my people's life, my OGs and my uncles and my aunties and all that, you know what I mean? And try to do better than what they did, but you know, I know nothing always come out perfect or how you want it to, but I still applied, and like I said, it took me 30 years to get it right. And I appreciate it. I want people to know that change is good. Change is good. You know what I mean? It's real great. It's a better feeling. I sleep good, you know, better at night, you know. And that's part of the responsibilities. And go back to what we talked about last time, was choices. So, everything we're talking about in the end gonna intertwine with each other. You know, all you got to do is just pay attention. Once again, like my man said, I'm gonna trade my life for real. Nobody got, hey, you learn a lot from a dumb man, you know what I'm saying? So, I really do pay attention. I mean, real simple, pay attention, you know, pay attention, man, learn from others' mistakes. That's what I try to do, you know what I'm saying? Even from my own mistakes, from my past mistakes, not to do it again, you know what I mean? You know you can't ride around with all that stuff in the car. Come on, man. That don't make no sense. Like, come on, man. You know you can't ride around drunk. You know you can't ride around high. You can't ride around, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things you can't do and you shouldn't do if you have common sense. But when you lost and confused and getting led by the same people around you, nobody ain't telling nobody no better because everybody on the same level. Either street, hood, or just don't give a care in the world. You feel me? But once you let's go to like people that go to what you call that? AA meeting, where they say you gotta change your people, places, and things. That what they go with the priorities and responsibilities. Like everything and choices, everything will keep, you know, like I said, intertwined with each other, man. Eventually, each segment, each show, we can always go back and take insights from it and put it into what we're talking about in the nuisance, because it's principles, it's rules, it's life. It ain't no reality show. It ain't nothing that is real life. That's where the world getting messed up at, because everybody try to live like what they see. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't have enough common sense to know that that is a illusion. Some people do anything for a check. I wouldn't dare. If I don't have control over my narrative for it's a reality show, I wouldn't do it, because I'm not even doing none of that fake sucker stuff, man. I'll be like Jim Jones, man. Everything is, you know, everything ain't for TV, man.
Hey, that's some real shit, because yeah, Jim Jones chose not to. But look at Young Jock. He chose to. And he got a little bit of negative backlash that, you know, tarnished his image. Outside of that, levels to it where people, you know, sit, yeah, that shit can fuck you up. Putting yourself out there too much, putting too much business out there. Always gotta be careful. Always gotta know that. You know what? I have a mentor. He speaks on perception all the time. It works in every angle of life, from how people perceive you as a person, how you dress, from the way you dress, the way you talk, you know, because you can give people a misinterpretation of you directly, indirectly, you know, and every decision that you make, every choice that you make, that actually can affect that as well. So it's like he was speaking on it in a way like you go out of town. This is just a surface, you know, example. You go out of town, you're in a neighborhood or whatever that, you know, police may not know you. This has happened to us. And I've been out of town before. And, you know, we got stopped 3 times in a predominantly white neighborhood area, rich area. Never got a ticket, though, because it's the way we carried ourselves throughout the process, where they just pulled us over, asked questions, and keep them moving.
DWB, driving while black.
Yes. That's how we understood the situation more clearly. It's, you know, you're going to get messed with, so why put yourself in a position to go let it go further?
Choices, responsibility, priorities. See, that's why I love this. This lace with Too Smooth with DJ Hard Work, man. Hey, everything gonna be in the mission, because, like I said, it's part of your everyday life, man. There's nothing hard. All you gotta do is really just pay close attention, because they're putting it in your face. You see what's going on with the world, man. It's just all corrupt. There's I ain't gonna say it's more even than good, but boy, it's close.
He said, "Boy, it's close." Hey, the sad part about that is, I wish we could live in a whole nother country to see how different the world is really living. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people have narrow minds because they haven't been anywhere. A lot of people don't understand what's really going on because they really don't read. They don't pay attention. So a lot of stuff that you say, that's why I ask those questions to reiterate. They don't realize why I'm doing it, because I know I'm a young cat. Certain things go over my head. But I know a lot of stuff go over younger cats' heads. Like to know the world is corrupt, they don't even understand the cause of the corruption. That's the key point. A lot of young cats can change the world without even realizing it. A lot of older cats don't care because it doesn't affect their pockets. I'm
Obama, they fucking with Obama. All the millennials got in, everybody got in though. So, you know, we have a voice. We have some people gotta understand, man, we shut down, Walmart ain't gonna be making as much money. Dollar General, Family Dollar, Sam's Clubs, Dollar Trees, all these little cheap little spots, stores they have in the black community. We shut it down, baby. They gonna get right. But one thing about it, us, our people do not want to come together, because if they'll come together before some good quicker than it was some bad, because they'll go shoot you in your face if you get out of line. Guy getting killed because you stepped on their shoes, or you know you messing with some trash and she hollering at everybody, you know what you got, baby. Boy, don't kill that man. She gonna be out here with the next nigga that will hang with you. You know what I'm saying? They go back to total responsibility and priority.
Damn, he just hit them with something heavy, but that's a perfect.
Hey, don't fact though, brother. Them facts. That's one thing about me, man. If I ain't gonna speak on none of that, I don't know. Because one thing about it, we have the internet, and it's real easy to Google something and see what's going on. Check out that Mac Too Much Pressure, man. The numbers don't lie. King Spud, July 11th, Powerful King. Too Smooth, Powerful Money, September 4th, man. We coming, man. Cool Wins, he coming October 2021. Go to Kings, January. Blunt Boy dropping in February. We're going to be like No Limit in a minute. But we're gonna make sure everybody eat real good.
There you go.
Choices. Choices, priority, and responsibilities.
Now we about to...
I'm gonna keep touching them. They gonna understand. They gonna understand in a little bit, man. You know what I mean?
Hold on, though. They gonna understand once you hit them with this part, because you know everybody wants to glorify the good, but they don't want to glorify. They don't want to speak on the bad, because everybody embarrassed to speak on the bad. So I'm gonna hit them with this, because I got to. We're in an urban society ran by the government, ran by the people, supposedly, but you know, we know what really runs it: money, power, respect.
Power, money, name my CD, man. Yeah. they ain't gonna understand. I had to throw that in there, man. Too Smooth album will be dropping September 4th, and it's called Power Over Money. Just let that soak for a little twine in your brain, let it marinate, let it simmer, let it smoke, let it roast, and if you still don't get it, may God bless you.
Had a conversation with my brother about that, Power Over Money, today. How do you think, you said the key word, I'm going to just say this right here. I hope people understand this right here. We look at success, we take crumbs as success. Because we are narrow-minded. A lot of us are narrow-minded. Our counterparts, which, you know, it's no disrespect, but it's culture. Other cultures seem to always come together. We see it every day in our liquor stores, in our restaurants, hotels. It's like we don't come together ourselves to a point where we don't understand what success really is. I was speaking to my brother about leasing, purchasing to own, and, you know, outright purchasing. And a lot of rich folks lease, regardless if they got the money in the bank, regardless if they got the credit, they lease. They keep leasing. Why? When do they buy? They buy after they lease. And that's why you see their young kids driving to school in nice cars, while, you know, a lot of our kids are catching the bus. A lot of our kids are riding in hot whips, and we wonder why our kids is getting in trouble, because we're not teaching them. In the end, when I say it starts at home, I don't care what you believe in. But if you're not teaching your kids something positive for their future to be good, then yes, you are the problem. If you can't see you could be affecting your pedigree's future, then you are the problem. You gotta understand that. You gotta accept your faults as a person in order to be able to to even relay something on someone else. You can't teach something and still be a student, like I said earlier this week in a different comment section. But this is, it's crazy how me growing up, speaking to older cats, I remember starting a job at a place called Uncle Ed's. Shout out to Uncle Ed's, one of the top oil shops, oil change lube shops in Michigan. It was an older cat. I just was getting on child support. And it was an older cat. He was getting off of child support. I was starting this new job and he was just retiring. And the number one thing he told me when I first started, this world is ran by three things. I'm not, you know, no disrespect, but it is what it is. It's ran by the white man, power, and money. Anything you do, cover your ass. Those were his exact words. And anything you do when you're out in public in this world, make sure you cover your ass as a black man.
I concur.
I don't know how far that's going to go with y'all, but please understand every move you make. Just make sure you make it wise. You choose wisely with the decisions you make.
Big facts, man.
My bad, bro. Okay. You did hard work, the hard work nation. That's how we
preach.
That's how we got established your topics. We know that other cats can relate. And we lead into procrastination on why a lot of cats aren't doing what they need to do. This is partial, I feel. I was younger and I procrastinated a lot in life, started late on a lot of stuff that I knew I should have been on. But this is me being relative to your topics. I want to know, how do you feel about the young generation involving that word procrastination? How do you feel about that?
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, man. Trying to enlighten our brothers and empower our sisters and let them know it is a better way, man. I was once one of those guys that was lost, misled, corrupted, not taught the right principles until I had a wake-up call and like, man, what the hell? I was born to dictate, not for the orders. From that point forward, when that happened, I took control over every single point of my life, lifestyle, my well-being and everything, man. I'm probably about 10, 11 years old then. Like, it's crazy what we have to go through and endure as young men, black men. Some situations worse than others. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak on nobody but mine, but man, it's a blessing to be here. 2 Chainz got a song that says that, man. Yeah. I'm so glad to be here because I really don't supposed to be alive. So I count all my eggs and everything, man, because, man, life is so short and it's bittersweet that the young community don't understand it's a setup by the ops. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna ask you a quick question real quick. Do you know the meaning of the projects? The true meaning why the project was built? Do you understand that?
From my understanding, I believe it was it's what the word is, a project.
Exactly.
It's
a project. To try to keep blacks in one situation is control.
Yeah, most projects are gated off. That's the first sign.
You know what I'm saying? That's called power. putting people in one situation and make sure they stay there. Don't want them to come out. But it kind of backfired on them when, you know, we put our mind to something figured out as always. So we now y'all on it, and now it's a problem. Now, when you were killing us off, it wasn't no problem. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how the government did what they did back in them days. Like, they really manipulated the game. And perfect example, the 45th, 44, 48, whatever he is. I can't think right now. I don't remember him. The man worth $10 billion. What in the world do you want to be the president of the United States? Simple. Power. Power. Over money.
Your voice carries further than a dollar bill.
Yes, Christ.
So, with me saying that, I hope, man, your voice carries further than a dollar bill. If you got, man. It's deeper than rap. We're getting back to the music real quick. It's deeper than rap. Some of your favorite artists got killed due to the fact they had a platform to speak their mind. Some of your favorite icons may have gotten knocked off.
R.I.P. to the greatest, man. I say the GOAT. That's my opinion, man. Tupac Shakur, man, Mr. Machiavelli, man, my mad respect to the guy, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Respect. No, shout out to everybody that we lost, from EZ, the Big, to all them brothers, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. You know, some things you hear are true and real. I'm not gonna go too deep in that. But on read between the lines and something, you know, artificial. But boy, when I tell you, man, hey, man, they come in all forms, shapes, and sizes. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead.
Blessing to everyone that tuning in, that done tune in, man. You know, we appreciate you. Go without y'all, we're nothing. If you like, love, share the toe one soul, man. May God bless you. Anything we got going on that umbrella, man. Cause like I said once, let me say it once again, brother. But our child, we are nothing. We can't buy our own music. We can't watch our own. Well, we can't watch our own video. We can't buy our own music, but we can't buy that many. I'm far from rich. We need y'all. Please, please, please go get that Mac Too Much Pressure. Please, 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 please.
There you go. Well, yeah.
Mad respect to y'all for real, man. I'll be aside, man. Mad respect to every person that streamed it, got the CD, pre-ordered it, watched the video 10-30 times. I get all type of inbox email, man. Mad respect to all y'all, man. Like for real, without y'all, we truly, truly appreciate you. Like, seriously. No cap, no joke.
Yeah, I heard it. With Lace by Too Smooth. Let's go ahead and get into some music. We're going to check back in on Thursday. I want to. We're going to change it up a little bit next Thursday. We're going to give Too Smooth the whole platform, his own playlist, his own everything next week. He's going to take over.
Oh. All week, we're going to talk about one thing. Hard Work Nation, Bob Hart Music Group, man. A true pillar in this industry. Cause man, I learned a lot in so fast. Like, hey, man, I can't even think sometimes. Man, respect to all y'all, man. For real though, man. Then we're gonna talk about that week, man. And we're gonna talk about chime back in on all topics, cause we're gonna all put it together. Cause it's all about the choices, the responsibilities, and priorities, man. It all go in there. You're gonna see what I'm talking about when we get to it, though, baby. Real talk, man. We'll have a special guest, Mama Line, something up very special for everybody. It's gonna be a very interesting situation.
Y'all heard it again. So stay tuned next Thursday, special edition, Laced with Too Smooth by the Patio Podcast, The Takeover, MMR 3000. Shout out to Mac doing numbers as well. Shout out to the Patio Podcast. Shout out to Anchor. Big shout out to Too Smooth. Appreciate you, man.
Man, shout out to DJ Hard Work, J.O. Hey, man, listen. I may be older than you, but I done learned a lot in less than 60 days. That is so crazy, man. Hey, man, respect, man. Hey!
He said, I learned a lot.
In less than 60 days from you. I learned a lot in less than 60 days.
I appreciate that. And that means, oh, man. We're gonna go ahead and vibe some music, listen to that. Make sure you hit me up. If y'all ever want to get a feature, inbox, go ahead and throw that email out if they need any kind of assistance with getting their music reviewed if they ever want to get an opportunity, by the way.
We're looking for a female artist. We're looking for a female artist, rapper or R&B, all-around artist. You got to have the grind and hustle and the grizzle because I'm starving and we eating out the garbage can. That's how we grind like the last day on earth. www.mmr3000.com. I repeat, www.mmr3000.com. The web email is mmr30004l@gmail.com. mmr30004l@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. To all. We out.
He got a stroke, but we know that you was not gonna ride. Talking about slap, but ain't living like that. It was- I can. Every day in the south, I post with my slime. Big bro got them things, let them go for a dime. My nigga black blue, but he good on my side. Throw up everything, they be under the fire. I'ma go where I want and you better not bother me. Do what you want, but you better not lie to me. Yeah, they gon' hate, but low-key, they gon' follow me. When up and got stuck, I don't take no apology. I'm rapping back cause I love to rush. My dog smoke ass, no angel dust. The 9 get jammed, the Glock gon' bust. We grab the sticks and spark them up. I cannot play with these niggas. Nope. Steady be chasing my figure.
Yeah.
Bouncing around like a tigger.
Yeah.
Riding around with a hitter. Choppers on top of that split job. Straight to the top, I'ma lift off. Walk in the club with the stick up. Sending that thing like a pants rush. Yeah, niggas had to chase in the dream.
Yeah.
Every day I walk around with a green. Yeah. Do the real stuff in my sleep.
Yeah.
These niggas did not see me. Yeah. My dog just popped the fiend.
Nah.
Pour four in a sweet tea. Yeah. I'ma kill them with my feet. Step up to that K3.
I'm coming, I bet they respect. Step on it, they give a fuck if they ready. Bitch, I've been ready since a young adolescent. My mama stressing, I can't do no more rest. You think you deadly, turning up through the messages. Fucking feelings, we know who really telling. Niggas switching, don't know who really stepping. Don't question my game, they know who we rapping. 2020, open up to me clearly. I can see right through you niggas and bitches. Want attention, we pull up for the tension. Keep shit on the low, it ain't up for a mention. Mark the code, so I just at the digits. No, it ain't no love for a bitch. Let them play and we up in the stick. Line of strike, he gon' bust when he hit.
I cannot play with these niggas.
No.
Steady be chasing my figure.
Yeah.